Chapter 5. End of November to December. After the night out with Addy, I started being a total bad boy. I didn't get to school until after 11 o'clock the next day. I didn't do any work in the lessons, and on the way home, I stole 2 chocolates for my friends from a shop. One Monday, Lisa and I were sitting in the school playground. "Are you all right?" she asked, kissing me on the cheek. "I don't know," I said. "I still don't know what to do. I really hate all this, Manny. I know it's your parents' culture, but it makes you so sad."
"Thanks, Lisa. You really listen to me and try to help me. And so do your mum and dad.
They love you, Manny," said Lisa.
"I'm really glad we're together.
If I didn't have you and Addy, I'd go mad," I said. "You're too young to have to think about so many serious things all the time," she replied. I held her hand.
"I know. That's what makes me so angry all the time."
"Is that why you miss so much school?" she asked.
"Yeah," I said.
"I can't see any reason to study if I just have to get married as soon as I finish."
"It's strange," said Lisa.
"My dad and I watched a TV program about young Asian women whose parents make them get married. I always thought that it only happened to girls. I never realized that young men are pressured into doing it too.
It makes me so angry that I feel like I want to fight the whole world," I said. "That's when I go mad and do stupid things like stealing, missing school, and getting drunk with Addy. I know it's wrong, Lisa, but I can't stop myself."
"Well, I don't like those things, but I understand, Manny."
"I know. That's why I love..."
But then I stopped.
"You nearly said the terrible L word again," she said.
I had nearly said, "I love you," a few times, but for some reason, I always stopped myself just before saying it. Lisa always told me that she knew how I felt, so she didn't need to hear it. But I think that she probably wanted me to say it.
"Can you come to my house and stay on Saturday night?" she asked.
"Why?" I asked.
"My parents asked you to dinner," she said.
She looked away from me, and when she looked back, her face was red.
"And they want to talk to both of us."
I was a little confused. I was not sure what she was talking about.
"Dinner should be okay," I said, "but my dad would never let me stay the night."
"Can you tell him that you'll be at Addy's house?" she asked.
"I don't think that the old racist will say yes to that," I replied.
"Please, Manny, it's really important."
"Okay, I'll try my best. I promise," I said.
In the end, I told Ranjit that I had an important football game to go to with school and would need to stay away on the Friday and Saturday night. Ranjit said that it was fine, and he even gave me £20 to spend. On Friday night, I went out with Lisa, Sarah and Addy. And Addy told us some shocking news. Sarah was pregnant, and he was looking forward to becoming a dad. I almost wanted to laugh. I could not imagine Addy as a father at all. I stayed at Addy's place on Friday night for the first time in our friendship. On Saturday, he and I went into the city centre, and he admitted to me that he was actually really scared about the baby. He had not told his mum and dad yet. On Saturday evening, when I arrived at Lisa's house,
Her mum opened the door and hugged me. She told me to get myself a drink from the kitchen. Lisa was in there. I kissed her and got myself an orange juice from the fridge. Lisa told me that we had nearly 2 hours until dinner. "So what do you want to do?" I asked. "I think that my mum wants to talk to you before dinner," replied Lisa. "About what?" I asked. Then Lisa's dad, Ben, walked in.
"Hello, Manny,"
he said, getting a glass of water for himself. "Hi, Ben. How are you?"
"Fine. I want to talk to my daughter, if that's okay," he said.
"Of course," I replied.
"And I think Amanda is waiting to talk to you in the living room," he said, walking out of the kitchen.
Before Lisa followed him, I took her hand and asked, "What do they want to talk about?" She smiled and replied, "Sex." Half an hour later, I was sitting in the living room with Lisa's mum, Amanda. I was a bit shocked by what she had said. She and Ben knew about Addie and Sarah, and she said that, as Lisa and I were both now 16, they wanted to talk to us. She asked me about our plans, and were we thinking of having sex in the near future? Did we understand how to keep ourselves safe when we had sex? I didn't know what to say. I just got more and more embarrassed. And then her mum asked about my parents. I tried to explain to her that, in my culture, sex was seen as dirty and wrong, and we didn't talk about it. Amanda told me that she was happy that her daughter was with a caring boyfriend like me. Then she said that she and Ben were going out after dinner, so Lisa and I would have the house to ourselves. March. That first night in bed with Lisa made us even closer. We had stayed awake all night talking about it. When I was with her, it was like my problems just disappeared for a few hours, and I felt relaxed and almost happy. But in the real world, my problems just got worse. I was missing school all the time and spending my days with Addie. Lisa was working hard for her exams, and she continued trying to make me go to school. My teachers had stopped trying to help me, except for one who told me to do the exams next year. Lisa's dad said the same thing, but I just didn't want to. At home, I wasn't speaking to anyone. I just stayed in my room or went out for walks with Addie. One lunchtime, I was at school smoking a cigarette and watching some kids play football when Addie came and slapped me on the back. "What are you doing here? Are you here to do your exams?" I said, laughing. "I thought you might want to come for a drink," he said. "I can't, Addie," I said. "If I get caught, I'm out of school forever." "Just tell them that you're sick," he said. "No, I'll be expelled," I said. "But why do you want to go out for a drink?"
"Because it's my birthday, bad boy."
I could not believe it. He was my best friend, and I had forgotten his birthday. Well, I had to go for a drink with him. I told my afternoon teacher that I had a bad stomach ache, and I met Addie outside. We went to a pub down the road. I thought that the barman would not sell us drinks, but he didn't seem to care that we were too young to drink alcohol. We talked about Sarah's pregnancy and Addie's plans to get a job and take care of his kid. By 3 o'clock, We were both very drunk. I needed to go back to school for my second afternoon lesson. I had planned to say that I had been in the toilets with a bad stomach, but I can't remember which of us thought it would be a good idea for Addie to come into my class too. I was starting to feel really sick as I walked into the classroom first, and Addie followed about a minute after me. The other kids watched us and started laughing.
"Who are you?"
the teacher asked Addie.
"Where are your school clothes?"
"I'm not allowed to wear them. It's against my religion," he said, and the whole class laughed even more. The teacher's face went red, and then a student said,
"He doesn't even go to this school, miss."
The teacher looked at Addie and then at me.
"Wait here. I'm going to get Mr. Sandhu," she said.
Me and Addie looked at each other and got up to leave. As I got to the door, Mr. Sandhu walked in. I only remember shouting, "Run, Addie, run!" before I threw up on Mr. Sandhu and passed out. I woke up in bed at home, and it was dark outside. I couldn't remember where I had been, only that I had been with Addie at school and had thrown up on Mr. Sandhu. My head felt heavy, and my mouth was dry. Suddenly, the lights came on, and Ranjit was standing and holding a brown envelope in his hand. He was smiling, but it was not a nice smile.
"Well done. You've embarrassed all of us now, innit?" he said.
He threw the envelope at me and left. There was a glass of water by my bed. I drank the whole glass and found my cigarettes. I started smoking one and opened the envelope. The letter was from school, telling me that my education was finished. I was expelled. I felt like throwing up again. Until then, I had felt sure about what I was doing with the cheat, and I had not cared. But now, I was scared. April to May.
"You will go to India with us. I'm not asking you, Manjeet. I'm telling you," said Harry.
He was standing in my room, holding a cup of tea. I had not been outside the house alone since the week that I had been expelled from school. I had not seen Lisa or Addie. Harry and Ranjit were keeping me in the house like a prisoner. I was really missing Lisa and starting to feel more and more bored and depressed. Only Jas, Ranjit's wife, was nice to me and gave me her small TV to watch. The others had just shouted at me or totally ignored me. My mum cried and talked about killing herself because I was not a good son like my brothers. That was when the conversations about India started. A few years earlier, one of my cousins had started robbing people's houses and taking drugs. He had been sent to India by my uncle for a whole year to make him good again. When he came back, he was married to an Indian girl and started working in a factory. That was what my dad wanted for me. I wanted to run away, but where could I go? What could I do? I had no money, and I couldn't get a job without an education. I felt totally alone. After all that, I suppose that you want to know why I decided to go to India with my family. It was because of a few different things. First, my dad started being really nice to me. He said that I didn't have to go if I didn't want to, but it was a chance for the family to spend some time together. He said that it was only a holiday, and I didn't have a job and wasn't going back to school anyway. So why not go? He made me feel that I could choose if I wanted to go or not. He was treating me like an adult, and, if I'm honest, that felt good. And then one evening, Ranjit's wife, Jas, came into my bedroom. "How are you, Manny?" she asked, smiling. "All right, I suppose," I said. "You must miss your friends from school," she said. I nodded, thinking of Lisa and Addie. Every time I thought of Lisa, I got depressed. "This holiday to India," she began to say. "It's just a holiday, Manny, honestly." "What about leaving me there so that I become a good boy?" I asked. "Manny, you're an intelligent young man. Do you think that your family could keep you there?" "I promise that that isn't going to happen." I thought about it for a while. How could they make me stay in India if I didn't want to? Also, the way that Jas was being nice to me, thinking about my feelings, made me feel good. It was almost like I was a member of the family. "I'll think about it," I said. A few days later, a letter came from Lisa. I opened it in my bedroom and started reading. Inside, she told me that she missed me and that her parents were worried about me. Then, she hit me with this. "We haven't seen each other for so long, and I don't think we will for a long while, will we? So I've decided to go to Australia for the summer to see my sister. I know that I love you, but I can't just not see you. I'm sorry if you're upset, but you have to understand my feelings. I don't know if I will see you again, and you might be married by the time I get back in September. I'm so sorry. Email me if you can. And if you decide to leave, to escape, my mum and dad say that you can stay with them for a while. Please think about it. I'll really miss you." I didn't finish the letter because I was so upset. I got up, put my music on, and then I sat down and cried. Later that evening, I went down to the kitchen to get a drink because my mouth was feeling dry. Jas was in the kitchen and she smiled as I walked in. "Jas, what you said about India." "What about it, Manny?" She was staring at me now. "I'll go, but only if you can promise what you said to me the other day," I said. "I promise," she said. I went back upstairs and thought about my life without Addie, without Lisa.